We're going to be studying again the book of John, looking at the first portion of the book. And so I'm going to be looking at the first five verses of the book.
好，那我们今天晚上呢继续学习约翰福音。我们今天要看的是呢第一部分，就是第一章的第一部分。今天晚上我们的计划呢是讲一章的前五节，一到五节。
But before we begin our study tonight, let's just bow our heads, and I'm going to ask Mr. Summers if he would open in prayer and ask God's blessing upon us.
那我们在开始之前呢，我们一起低下头向神祷告，求请那个 Harold 弟兄呢为我们做一个开始的祷告，祈求神的祝福。
So Lord, we're very happy to be able to be together on this occasion again.
很高兴今天晚上依然可以在这里聚集。
It's true, Lord, that some of us aren't able to get around in the snow, but we thank you for the Zoom opportunities that you've given us.
主要的确是我们有些人因为下雪的缘故出不了门，但是我们感谢您给我们这个 Zoom 的这样的机会。
We thank you for each one at the chapel, and we thank you for each one in the various locations on Zoom.
我们为在教会现场的弟兄姐妹们感谢您，也为在其他地方连线进来的朋友们感谢您。
Now Lord, we're going to be looking this evening at the first verses in the book of John, andWe remember that these are very important verses.
主啊，我们感谢您今天晚上我们要学习约翰福音的前几节，我们知道这都是非常重要的经文。
They give us a context for the work of the Lord Jesus Christ. They also give us a context for the entire work of God in the world.
那他既介绍了主耶稣基督的工作的一个背景，也介绍了整个神在人类所做的工作的背景。
And so Lord, we want to thank you for revealing this to us, and in particular, we want to thank you forever sending the Lord Jesus Christ to us.
我们感谢您启示我们这样的经文，我们更感谢的是您把主耶稣基督派下来赐给我们。
And now Lord, we pray that you'll be with Eric as he explains these truths to us.
我们祈求您与 Eric 同在，当他给我们解释这些经文的时候。
We pray that you will be with us, that we will understand, and then that we will allow these truths to be foundational in our lives.
主啊，祈求你帮助我们明白，让这些经文成为我们生命的基础。
So we give thanks now and ask these things in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
那我们这样的感谢和祈求是奉耶稣基督的名。
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. We're going to begin tonight by looking at reading the first 18 verses of the book of John.
那我们今天晚上一开始呢，我们先要读一下这个约翰福音的前十八节。
John is perhaps the most important document that has ever been written.
那约翰福音呢，可能是人类历史上写下的最重要的文献之一了。
His whole purpose is to present the Lord Jesus as the Son of God, the Son of the Living God.
那约翰他的写这一段的全部的目的呢，就是为了把耶稣基督作为神的儿子展现给我们。
The first 18 verses.They're called the prologue, or the word before the presentation.
那这前十八节呢，就一章的一到十八节呢，被称为序言，或者说呢，在正式的主题之前的一段话。
Or it describes the coming into the world of the Son of God, or as we put it, the incarnation of the Son of God.
因为这一段讲的就是神的儿子作为人来到这个世上。或者说呢，简单的说就是他是道成肉身。
So let us read those first 18 verses. If you have a Bible, you can follow along.
那如果你有圣经的话呢，请跟着我们一起读这一段。
In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, And the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things were made through him, and without him, nothing was made that was made. In him was life, and the life was the light of men. And the light shines in the darkness, and the darkness did not comprehend it. There was a man sent from God whose name was John. This man came for a witness, to bear witness of the light, that all through him might believe. He was not that light, but was sent to bear witness of that light. That was the true light which gives light to every man coming into the world. He was in the world, and the world was made through him, and the world did not know him. He came to his own, and his own did not receive him. But as many as received him, to them he gave the right to become children of God, to those who believe in his name, who were born, not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God. And the Word became flesh, and dwelt among us. And we beheld his glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. Now John bore witness of him, and cried out, saying, "This was he of whom I said, he who comes after me is preferred before me, for he was before me. And of his fullness we have all received, and grace for grace. For the law was given through Moses, but grace and truth came through Jesus Christ. No one has seen God at any time. The only begotten Son, who is in the bosom of the Father, he has declared him."
太初有道，道与神同在，道就是神。这道太初与神同在，万物是借着他造的，凡被造的没有一样不是借着他造的。生命在他里头，这生命就是人的光。光照在黑暗里，黑暗却不接受光。有一个人是从神那里差来的，名叫约翰。这人来为要做见证，就是为光做见证，叫众人因他可以信。他不是那光，乃是要为光做见证。 那光是真光，照亮一切生在世上的人。他在世界，世界也是借着他造的，世界却不认识他。他到自己的地方来，自己的人倒不接待他。凡接待他的，就是信他名的人，他就赐他们权柄做神的儿女。这等人不是从血气生的，不是从情欲生的，也不是从人意生的，乃是从神生的。道成了肉身，住在我们中间，充满的有恩典，有真理。我们也见过他的荣光，正是父独生子的荣光。 约翰为他做见证，喊着说：“这就是我曾说，那在我以后来的，反成了在我以前的，因他本来在我以前。从他丰满的恩典里，我们都领受了，而且恩上加恩。律法本是借着摩西传的，恩典和真理都是由耶稣基督来的。从来没有人看见神，只有在父怀里的独生子将他表明出来。”
Thank you, Yanling. This portion here that I'm going to comment on tonight is just the first five verses.
那在这一段当中呢，我今天要解释的呢，就是前五节。
The first two verses, they talk about his eternal life.
那前面两节呢，讲的是他的永恒的生命。
The second verses 3 to 5, they speak about his work before he was born, his pre-incarnate work.
那三到五节呢，这一段呢，讲的是他道成肉身以前的工作。
Now let's remember who wrote this document, this letter.
那我们不要忘记啊，是谁写的这卷书。
This was John the Apostle.
是使徒约翰。
He was the disciple who at supper rested his head upon the breast of the Lord Jesus.
他就是那个在最后的晚餐，在那个马可楼上面，把他的头放在主的胸膛里的那一位门徒。
He had spent probably 60 years meditating upon the things that he had heard and seen when he was a young man following the Lord Jesus.
他差不多花了60年时间来默想当他年轻的时候跟主一起生活的这几年他所一切所听见的所看见的。
Then he'd had about 60 years of studying the scriptures and preaching and meditating and praying over the things that he had seen and heard.
然后他有60年的时间呢来学习圣经默想神的话也教导也讲也传道也教导神的话他也不断地在祷告在默想。
He had to endure a lot of suffering.
而且他要忍受很多的苦难。
And as a result of that, the Lord was very, very near to John.
那这一切的结果呢就使得约翰和神离得非常的近。
And here in this presentation, this prologue, he sets forth the full glory of this one that he knew so well.
那在这一段序言当中呢他就把他所非常了解熟悉的这位主的完全的荣耀展现出来了。
Now, with us humans, the more you get to know someone, the closer you observe them,the more you see their faults.
但是对我们人来说当你越了解一个人你离一个人越近的时候呢你看到的更多的是他的错误和缺点。
Of course, we put up with that because, we're just the same. We see the sin in our own lives.
当然我们这个都能够理解因为我们也看到了自己身上的罪。
We're under no illusion. There's no one that's perfect.
我们都不会存在这样的幻想的就是我们都知道没有完美的人。
But John could say, I know a man who was perfect.
但是使徒约翰可以说我知道有一个人他是完美的。
This is none other than the eternal Son of God.
这人不是别人就是那永生神的儿子。
Now, in verse 1, we're going to pay very close attention to the words that we read in these first 5 verses.
好我们现在要仔细的看这前五节里面 的用词一个一个的仔细的来看这些词语。
They're very simple words. I mean, even a child can understand every word that is said.
那这些词呢都是非常简单的词即使一个小孩子呢他也都能够读懂这里面的词。
But those words strung together, they present a depth that no one has ever been able to plumb.
但是这些词组合在一起呢，他所讲的这些话的深度啊，是这世上没有一个人能够完全明白的。
John begins this way.
约翰是这么开始的。
In the beginning was the Word.
太初有道。
He's speaking about the eternal one, the eternal son.
他这里讲的就是这个永生的圣子。
And he tells us that in the beginning, he already was.
他这里讲到的是在太初就有已经有了他。
We can only think back as far in our minds as the creation of things.
那我们的头脑呢最多往回追溯呢就只能追溯到这个创世之初了。
That's where time and history began.
是时间和历史开始的地方。
And it's impossible, I think, for us to grasp the idea of a past eternity.
我觉得对于我们人来说呢，我们是很难能够掌握这样一个概念的，就是什么是永恒的过去。
And John makes no attempt to try to describe it. It's beyond indescribable.
那使徒约翰呢他也没有想尝试去描述他因为他知道这个是无法描述的。
Everything had a beginning.
但是任何事情都有一个起头。
But at the very beginning, he already was.
就是在那个最最最起头的地方就已经有了他。
In other words, it goes back even further than the first verse of the Bible.
换句话说呢就是他这个头啊是比这圣经里面第一句话的那个起初还要早的头。
You recall Genesis chapter 1 verse 1, In the beginning, God created.
那大家都知道创世纪的一章一节是说起初神创造什么什么。
But John goes back further.
但是约翰呢写的这个起初比这个要早。
He was there with God.
那即使在那么早的时候呢这个道就与神同在了。
Now, he mentions the Lord Jesus as the Word here. He calls him the Word.
那在这里呢，他把主耶稣啊叫做道。
That's an interesting concept for him to give to us.
那他给我们的这个概念其实很有趣的。
What is the meaning of that word, the word?
这个道是什么意思呢？
In the beginning was the word.
太初有道。
He doesn't say in the beginning was the Son of God, but the word.
他没有说太初就有圣子，他说太初有了道。
What is a word?
道是什么呢？
It's the Greek word, it's logos.
那在这个希腊原文里这个词呢是 logos 这个词。
We get our English word logo, don't we?
对应的英文词呢就是 logo.
When you see the golden M or golden arches, it's a logo for what? McDonald's, right?
大家都知道麦当劳的那个 logo 啊，就是它那个标志，就是一个金拱门。
And you see the logo, and what that, as soon as you see that logo, it expresses the whole corporate idea and the idea of a fast food restaurant, the menu and the quick service and everything else.
那这个 logo 的这个标志的这个意思呢，它的起的作用是什么呢？就你一看到这个金拱门的标志，你脑子里就一下子就想到了一个完全的一个概念，就是关于这个它是一个快餐店，然后想到它的菜单，想到它的快捷服务，想到一切跟它有关的这个整体。
Now that's a very weak example of what the real logo is.
当然我举的这个例子啊是一个很浅的一个例子，来想试图要表达就是真正的这个道是什么意思。
But I think you can get the idea that the Son of God,called the Word, is the fullest expression of God.
所以大家通过这个浅显的例子呢，能多少能明白一点，就是之所以把主耶稣叫做道啊，就是因为通过他，他是通过他就能完全的把神是什么把它表达出来。
One translation of that verse is, in the beginning, God expressed himself.
那还有一种翻译呢，他是这么翻译，他说太初呢，神表达他自己。
And so that the Son then is the one who expresses the whole mind of God.
换句话说呢，就是神的儿子，他是来表达神的全部思想的。
Now, I don't know if anyone is asking the question tonight, but at this point, I'm going to ask the question.
那我不知道今天晚上等一会儿是谁会来问问题啊，但是现在我要问一个问题。
People ask this question all the time.
那人经常问这个问题。
Who made God?
谁造了神？
If he exists, then he had to be made. Is that not right? That's the reasoning.
人之所以问这个问题呢，他们的逻辑是，那既然他存在，那就一定有什么造了他，不是吗？
But if God had to be made, then he's created, and he's not God.
但是如果神是要被别人造出来的，被别人创造出来的话，那他就不是神了。
By definition, God is the self-existing eternal one.
所以按照神的定义呢，他就是自我存在的永恒的那一位。
We're creatures of, we're time-bound, we're limited by time, and we think of time moving in one direction, and...We can't conceive of eternity in the way that we would like to.
那我们作为受造物呢，我们是受限于这个时间里的，所以在我们的思维里呢，时间一定是就是从头往后这样线性往前发展的。我们的头脑其实是没有办法理解什么是永恒的。
But we know that this world had a beginning.
但是我们知道这个世界一定有一个起头。
Science tells us that.
科学也是这么告诉我们的。
Time moving in one direction.
科学告诉我们时间是往一个方向发展的，移动的。
Therefore, it had to have a beginning.
那因此呢，就必须得有一个起头。
You see, the second law of thermodynamics, some of you are scientists, perhaps understand that principle.
那可能有些人是学科学的，你会明白，那个叫热力学第二定律。
That energy is becoming less useful as time goes on.
那就是随着时间的推移呢，能量会衰减。
And so eventually, far enough in the future, the whole world, the whole universe will be a dead, cold universe. All the energy, all the useful energy will have been used up.
那按照这个定律呢，只要时间足够长，最终的这个宇宙呢，就一定是一个停止的冰冷的这样的一个宇宙，因为所有能用的能量都用完了。
That's the created realm. That's the material realm we're talking about.
但是这个呢，只适用于被创造的这个领域，或者说是这个物质的这个领域。
But God is a spirit, an eternal spirit.
但是神是个灵，他是一个永在的灵。
Never had a beginning and will never have an end.
他没有开始，也没有结束。
We understand that by faith.
我们是凭着信心明白这一点的。
Now, let's go back to our text.
好，我们先回到经文里面。
In the beginning was the Word. That tells us that He is eternal. But then it says, and the Word was with God.
太初有道，这句话告诉我们，圣子是道，是永恒的。然后他说，道与神同在。
That is, the Word here is distinct from God Himself.
这句话呢，就把 Word 就是道和神区分开来了。
This word was with God, showing that he was a distinct personality.
那他既然说道与神同在，就表明道和神是两个不同的人，这个位格。
That is, the word was separate from the Father.
这就意味着道和神是分开的。
Later we read that the word was made flesh, and he was the Son of God. So now we see,that the Son and the Father are equal.
那后面我们会读到，就是道成了肉身，作为神的儿子成了肉身。那在这里面呢，我们看到这个圣子和圣父呢，他们是平等的。
But as the Word of God, He communicates the mind of God to man.
那既然他是道嘛，他就是他的它的作用呢，就是把神的思想，表达给人，用它来跟神交通的，跟神把神和人交通起来的。
Because we read down in verse 18 that no one has seen God at any time.
因为在十八节往下看，十八节说从来没有人看见神。
And yet, the Word of God is the one who reveals the hidden God.
但是这个神的道啊，就把那个隐藏的那个神表达出来了。
So he communicates the mind of God with to man.
Now, 所以他把神的思想呢向人表达出来。
Now I want to show an example or a picture of this communication. We're talking now his pre-incarnate life, which is what he was doing since the creation now.
我们举一个例子啊，来把这个交通这个事情呢解释一下。我们现在讲的呢，就是他在道成肉身以前的事情，就是他做的创造的这个功。
Acts chapter 2, please.
使徒行传二章。
The story is about Abraham and the Lord appearing to Abraham. Who was it that appeared to Abraham?
那这个故事呢，是关于神向亚伯拉罕显现的。那是谁向亚伯拉罕显现的呢
？Well, Acts chapter two verse, or Acts chapter seven verse two.
使徒行传的七章二节。
And he said, that Stephen said, "Brethren and fathers, listen. The God of glory appeared to our father Abraham when he was in Mesopotamia before he dwelt."In Haran, and said to him, "Get out of your country and from your relatives, and come to a land that I will show you."
我们读二节和三节啊。斯提凡说：“诸位父兄，请听。当日我们的祖宗亚伯拉罕在美索不达米亚还未住哈兰的时候，荣耀的神向他显现，对他说：‘你要离开本地和亲族，往我所要指示你的地方去。’”
Now, who was it that was speaking to Abram?
那这个跟亚伯拉罕说话这个人是谁呢？
Because it says the God of glory appeared to him.
因为这里面说，他说荣耀的神向他显现。
It wasn't just a voice out of heaven.
他不仅仅是天上的一个声音。
The God of glory is none other than the Word of God. We read in Genesis chapter 15.
这个向他显现的荣耀的神不是别人，就是这个道。啊，我们回去啊，回到这个创世纪的十五章。
And verse 1.
第一节。
After these things, the word of the Lord came to Abraham in a vision, saying, Do not be afraid, Abram, I am your shield, your exceeding great reward.
这是以后创世纪十五章一节，这是以后耶和华在异象中有话对亚伯兰说，亚伯兰你不要惧怕，我是你的盾牌，必大大的赏赐你。
Now, the word of the Lord, the word of the Lord here,is none other than the pre-incarnate Son of God, the Word of God. You might capitalize that in your Bibles, although that's usually not capitalized, but that's who it was.
那这个刚才读到这个耶和华，在中文里是耶和华，但在英文里说的就是 the Word of the Lord, 就是神之道。所以大家呢 ，Eric 说大家可以把这个画出来啊，重点把它标出来，这里面。写得非常清楚，就是这个道，就是神之道。
And again in verse 4.
还有第四节。
And behold, the word of the Lord came to him, saying, This one shall not be your heir, but one who will come from your own body shall be your heir. Then he brought him outside and said, Look now toward heaven, and count the stars if you're able to number them. And he said to him, So shall your descendants be. And he believed the Lord.And he counted it to him for righteousness. Then he said to him, I am the Lord who brought you out of Ur of the Chaldeans to give you this land to inherit it.
同样第四节也是这样的，这里面中文也翻译成耶和华，但是呢，不是特别准确，因为在英文里面呢，也是用同样的称呼 ，the Word of the Lord， 就是神之道。他说，神之道又有话对他说，这人必不成为你的后嗣。你本身所生的才成为你的后嗣，于是领他走到外边说，你向天观看，数算众星，能数得过来吗？又对他说，你的后裔将要如此。亚伯拉罕信耶和华，耶和华就以此为他的义。
So this was the word of God that was with God, communicating the mind of God to man.
所以这位与神同在的道啊，就是他就是来把神的思想向人来表达的那一位。
Now,Because the Father says no one has seen God at any time, but the God of glory appeared to Abram. So it had to be the Word of God.
所以既然说没有人见过神，那这个向亚伯拉罕显现的这个荣耀的神呢，就只能是这个神之道了，就是圣子了。
Then the last phrase of the verse 1 in Gospel of John, if we go back there.
我们再回到约翰福音的一章一节，看这个。这一节的最后一部分。
We have in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God.
开初有道，道与神同在，然后最后他说，道就是神。
There's no doubt now that this one, the Word has true deity, not inferior to the Father, but the same. He could say, I and the Father are one.
那这短短的这一句话呢，就告诉我们，确切无疑的告诉我们，道的神性了，就是它和神是同等的，它不是低于神的，就像主自己说的，他说我和父本为一。
So that establishes his equality with God.
所以这句话呢，就奠定了他与神同等的这个特性。
And then verse 2.
好，然后我们看第二节。
He was in the beginning with God.
他说这道太初与神同在。
Now it sounds like a repetition, and a repetition is good, but this also adds another concept.
这里听起来有点重复，其实重复也是好的，但实际上这里又增加了一点概念。
It says there that He was in the beginning with God. In other words, is emphasizing the fact that he did not become the Son as though he was just a thought in the mind of God in eternity past. And then when God made the world, he brought the Son into being. Okay. Sorry about that. This expresses his unchanging relationship to his Father.
这个想表达的呢，就是他和父神之间这个没有改变过的关系，是不改变的关系。
It wasn't that this cements or it establishes the truth that he did not become the Son after creation.
那这里奠定了一个基础，就告诉我们，他不是因为创造了世界以后才变成了。
There are some in the past that have taught that the Son was a thought in the mind of God that after creation he brought him into being. He was actually a created being.
因为过去有人是这么解释的，他说，这个道啊，原来只是神的头脑中的思想，是创世，就是创造了以后，创世了以后呢，才把他创造出来，生出来变成了儿子。这个观点是不对的。
That's an old heresy that we see in some of the cults today, like Jehovah's Witnesses.
那这是一个古老的异端呢。今天我们依然能看到这个异端的就是延续啊，比如说像耶和华见证人。
It wasn't just a thought in God's mind.
这个道啊，它不只是神头脑中的思想。
It says he was in the beginning with God already, pre-existing with God.
因为这句经文就告诉我们，这道太初与神同在，就是在时间有之前，在这个时空有之前就已经有了它。
Now those four statements, they are like they establish undoubtedly that the Son of God, the Word of God.Is very God and has existed from eternity.
所以这个一节和二节这个四句宣言啊，就奠定了一个坚实的基础，就告诉我们道就是神，而且他是在永恒之前，永恒的过去就存在的。
Now we want to look at verse 3.
我们现在看第三节。
His pre-incarnate work.
这讲的呢是他在这个道成肉身之前的工作。
And look at his full glory as the creator of everything.
对，这里讲的是他作为万物的创造主的完美的完全的荣耀。
It says in verse 3, all things were made through him, and without him, nothing was made that was made.
他说万物是借着他造的，凡被造的没有一样不是借着他造的。
So we have two statements here.
这里讲了两句话。
One is a positive statement, one is a negative statement.
一个呢是从正面讲的，一个是从反面讲的。
They cover the whole thing. Through the word, everything came into being, and without him, nothing came into being.
那这正反两句话呢就把所有的情况都涵盖了。万物都是借着他造的，凡被造的没有一样不是借着他造的。
In Genesis 1:1 we read, in the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth.
在创世纪的一章一节我们读到，起初神创造天地。
Well, we've already established who created, who was the agent of creation.
我们已经建立这样一个概念，是谁来创造呢？谁是这个创造的这个发动机呢？
Turn to Colossians chapter 1.
我们看这个哥罗西书的一章。
Colossians chapter 1 and verse 16.
十六节。
For by him all things were created that are in heaven and that are on earth, visible and invisible, whether thrones or dominions or principalities or powers, All things were created through him and for him.
因为万有都是靠他造的，无论是天上的、地上的、能看见的、不能看见的，或是有位的、主治的、执政的、掌权的，一概都是借着他造的，又是为他造的。
So if he created all things, then he is uncreated.
如果是他创造了万有的话呢，那他自己就不是被造的。
And as the Word of God, he expresses the very wisdom of God in creation.
那既然他是神的道嘛，所以他就借着创造呢，把神的智慧给展示表达出来了。
Now who can doubt the wisdom of God when you explore the creation?
当你去探究这个创造物的时候，谁能够怀疑神的智慧呢？
If you're a scientist and you study any part of the creation, whether it's biology or whether it's chemistry, whether it's physics,
那如果你是一个科学家，你研究这个被造物的其中一部分，不管你是研究生物还是化学还是物理，
You see a marvelous creation of that the handiwork of God is so complex, so interwoven.
所以你就可以发现了，神他的手所做的工啊，他所创造的这个万物啊，是多么的复杂，又是多么的彼此交织在一起。
Maybe you're an artist and you love color and form.Where do you not see the perfection of color and form, but in the creation itself?
或者说你是一个艺术家，你喜欢色彩，也喜欢这个形状。那还有你难道会从别的地方找到比自然界更好的色彩和形状吗？
Or a musician, you already, all the music, birds and animals that sing and you hear the music that is in the world that has been created beforehand by God.
那如果或者你是个音乐家，你就会发现这个自然界的歌声啊，无论是鸟叫还是虫鸣啊，它都是神所创造的美丽的音乐。
Perhaps you're interested in medicine.
也可能你是研究药学的。
And what a marvelous creation we are, the human bodies.
也研究医学的，那你会很惊奇啊，我们这个人体的这个奇妙。
You know the complexity of it, right from our cell structure and the DNA that's in there, all the way up to the whole, the movement of the body and the ability that God has put into our bodies.
你会惊奇于啊，这个无论是从最小的细胞的结构，还是 DNA。就是这个遗传基因的结构，一直到我们整个身体的机能、身体的运动，这所有的一切都是非常非常的复杂，非常的奇妙。
So who can plumb the depth of the wisdom of God in creation?
那谁能够从这个自然界里能够探究出神智慧的深奥呢？
And Paul here talks aboutHe's created all things in the heavens. We've only talked about the things on the earth, a few things on the earth.
我们刚才只是讲到了这地上的一些而且是部分的受造物还是地上的。那在这里保罗还讲到了，就是哥罗西书一章十六节，他讲到了天上的受造物。
And the marvel of the galaxies and solar system that we live in and the earth upon which we walk.
那比如说我们所居住的这个地球，还有我们地球所在的太阳系以及太阳系所在的这银河系。
And wherever he choose to explore the creation, we see the wonders of his wisdom.
不管你在探究任何的创造物啊，你都能够看见神的奇妙的智慧。
Psalm 136 verse 5.
我们看这个诗篇的136篇的第五节。
To him by wisdom, to him who by wisdom made the heavens, for his mercy endures forever.
称谢那用智慧造天的，因他的慈爱永远长存。
It's amazing.The creation then, who we can only attribute it to a mind that is far, far beyond our human minds.
所以我们这么如此奇妙的这个所创造的这个世界万有啊，我们只能归功于一个远远超过这自然界本身的一个大有能力智慧的这个位格的神才能把它造出来。
Science is still learning every day.
科学还在每天还在不断的在发现。
And so we never get to the end of the glories of this creation.
我们永远都不能达到研究到这个这个创造物的终点。
And you might ask us, how was it made?
那你可能会问，这些都是怎么造出来的呢？
Psalm 33.
我们看这个诗篇的33篇。
And verse 6.
第六节。
We read, by the word of the Lord, the heavens were made, and all the host of them by the breath of his mouth.
他说诸天借耶和华的命而造，万象借他口中的气而成。
He gathers the waters of the sea together as a heap. He lays up the deep in storehouses. Let all the earth fear the Lord. Let all the inhabitants of the world stand in awe of him.For he spoke, and it was done. He commanded, and it stood fast.
第六节里面这个耶和华英文里同样是the word of the Lord, 就是神之道。第七节，他聚集海水如垒，收藏深洋在库房，愿全地都敬畏耶和华，愿地上的臣民都惧怕他，因为他说有就有，命立就立。
So he was...the word of God was the one who created all things.
所以这就是神之道，就是道，他创造了一切。
Now, you might ask, and I have asked the question, how do you create something from the word? From a word?
你可能问过这个问题啊，我也问过这个问题，就是你怎么能够用话来创造一切呢？
Well,I think it's very simple.
我觉得这是很简单的。
Because what is all this material is? What is this material world? What does it consist of?
那我们这个物质世界又是由什么组成的呢？
At the very base, what does it consist of?
就是它最根基的，就是最基础的那个构成部分是什么呢？
One thing.
就是一件东西
，energy，
能量
，energy， they're all a manifestation of energy。
就这些物质全部都是能量的表达。
Where did that energy come from？
那这个能量是从哪里来的呢
？From the word of his power。
就是从他的话的力量里面来的。
He spoke the worlds into being。
所以他说有就有。
And then he commanded。And it stood fast. There's the principle that holds everything together.
然后他命立就立，这个立呢就是托住万有的意思。
Hebrews 11 and 3.
我们看希伯来书的十一章三节。
You don't have to be a great scientist to come to that conclusion.
你不需要成为一个伟大的科学家，你就能够得出这个结论。
When I worked for the university endowment lands, it was a small municipality, I was the superintendent of works or the superintendent of the utilities looking after the infrastructure of this small municipality.
那我在一个小城市的工作的时候啊，我那时候是负责监管这个小城市的这个公用设施的。
So I oversaw the water supply, the sewers, the road repairs, the gardens and everything else. I had people working for me, and we looked after everything in this small municipality. We plowed snow too.
那我手下呢会有一批人，我会带着他们呢一起就管理这个很小的这个城市的。比如说 供水啊，下水排水啊，还有这个道路啊，修路啊，还有这个公园啊什么的，这些也包括也铲雪。
And so it was a small municipality, and so the residents there could feel free to come and into my office and ask me questions about problems they might have on their own properties.
所以因为它是一个很小的一个社区，很小的城市，所以当地的居民呢，他们就会很自然的就很熟嘛，就到我经常会到我的办公室，就把他们自己的家里的就物业当中的一些问题呢告诉我。
One day, a man came. His name was Dr. Fearing. He came into my office to inquire about some problem with his irrigation.
有一天呢，有叫 Dr. Fearing 的人呢，就到我的办公室来了。他呢跟我讲了他的这个就是花园的这个浇水的这个灌溉这个系统有了问题。
So after I'd answered his questions, I said, Dr. Fearing, could I ask you a question?
然后我回答解答了他的问题以后呢，我就说Dr. Fearing, 我能不能问你一个问题啊？
Now the reason I asked him this particular question was that I thought that he might know the answer.
我之所以问他这个问题呢，因为我认为他可能应该有答案。
See, Dr. Fearing was one of the top research scientists at the Tri-University Maison facility at UBC. Tri-Maison facility. Maison, like the particles. He was a particle theorist. Atomic particle theorist.
那这个博士呢，他是大学里面的就是研究这个粒子这个科学的一个顶尖的这个专家。
So he understood about atoms and the particles that is divided up into the electrons, the protons, and the gluons, and everything else.
他明白就是原子里面的组成的这些微粒子啊，比如说电子啊、质子啊、中子啊这类就是微粒子。
And so I asked him this question. I took out my Bible. I said, I'm going to read you a scripture.
然后我就问了他问题，问了这个问题，我就把圣经打开，我就把这句经文呢读给他听。
And I want you as a scientist to say whether there's something wrong with this verse.
我说既然你是一个科学家，你听一听，看看这句经文是不是有什么地方不对。
And I took him to verse 3 of Hebrews chapter 11.
那我就给他读了希伯来书的十一章三节。
By faith,We understand that the worlds were made by the word of God, so that the things which are seen were not made of things which are visible.
我们因着信就知道诸世界是借神话造成的，这样所看见的并不是从显然之物造出来的。
I said to him, is there anything you know in science that could disprove that? He said, no.
我说那据你所知的这个科学的理论有没有与这个相不一致的呢？
But then he said to me,
然后他说没有。
You must believe like my sister does.
然后他就说你一定像我姐姐一样信。
He had a sister that was witnessing to him.
他有一个姐姐一直在给他做见证。
There was nothing in atomic theory that would disprove this.
所以在这个原子理论当中啊，没有任何一条呢是和这个相冲突的。
Because he knows that in fact what we call atoms are only centers of energy.
因为他知道我们所谓称为原子的东西啊，它就是能量的中心。
And what we think is something solid is not solid in that sense at all. It's only an atomic resistance.
所以我们觉得是一个坚硬的物体啊，其实不是我们理解那个意义上的坚硬，它只是原子的一个抵抗。
All is from the word of God. He spoke, it came into being.
所以一切呢都是从神的话来的，他说有就有。
He perfectly expressed the wisdom of the mind of God.
所以道啊，完全的完美的把神的思想传达出来。
I might say here that the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit all have a part in the creation of the world.
那我要说在这个创造这个世界的过程中呢，圣父、圣子和圣灵呢，他们都参与其中。
But it's through the word that the worlds came into being. The Father planned it, the Son carried it out, and the Spirit of God is the one who reveals the phenomena.
那他们三个人都参与其中，圣父呢是计划的，那圣子呢是把它执行出来的，这个圣灵呢是把它作为一个现象显明出来的。
Now, we've established that he created everything, and there was nothing that was made that he did not make.
好，我们现在已经建立了这样一个观点，就是万物都是借着他造的，他就是这个道啊，凡被造的没有一样不是借着他造的。
But again, I'm going to ask a question.
那我再要问一个问题了。
Some might ask and say, well, what about evil? Did God create evil? There's evil in the world. Did God create evil?
那有人会说了，那恶呢？那这世界上是有恶，那恶也是神造的吗？
For one thing, we know that before creation, there was no sin, there was no evil.
那有一件事情我们知道的，就是在创世之前呢，是没有罪的，没有邪恶的。
Nor was there evil in the world before, in the early part of the creation.
而且呢，在这个创造之初的那段时间呢，也是没有恶的。
Genesis chapter 1.
好，我们翻到创世纪的一章。
Genesis chapter 1 and the last verse, 31.
创世纪的一章的最后一节，三十一节。
Then God saw everything that he had made, and indeed it was very good.
神看着一切所造的都甚好。
So the evening and the morning were the sixth day.
有晚上有早晨是第六日。
So in the 6 days of creation, everything that God created was good.
所以在创世的这六天里面啊，神创造的每一件都是好的。
So evil was not part of the creation.
所以创世之初的时候，创世这个过程中呢，是不包含邪恶的。
Do you see that?
大家有没有看到这一点？
But there is evil in the creation. Where did it come from?
但是在被造物中的确是有邪恶，它是从哪里来的呢？
When God created man,And the angels, he gave them something that allowed for sin, gave the possibility of disobedience.
当神造人和造天使的时候呢，神就给了他们一种可能性，就是悖逆神的可能性。
He could have created robots.
当然，他也可以造出一些机器人。
Like animals.
就像动物那样。
None of the animals have free will.
没有任何一个动物它是有自由意志的。
God has given them an instinct.
神给动物的是本能。
So a dog will always act like a dog. A lamb or sheep will always act like a sheep.
像狗呢，永远像狗那样行为。羊呢，永远像羊那样行为。
Now men have trained animals.To a certain degree, but they always remain the same. A pig always remains a pig.
当然，人是可以通过训练动物呢到某种程度，但是他们永远还是保持他们那个物种的特性。比如说猪就是猪。
So they can't sin. They fulfill the instinct that God has imprinted them into. They're like, in a sense, they're like robots.
所以他们是不能犯罪的，因为他们只能按照神内置在他们里面的那个本能去生活。
No, they've got they're more complex than that. They have emotions and feelings animals do.
当然，他们不只是像机器人那样简单啊，他们还有更复杂东西，比如他们也有感觉，他们也有情绪。
They have a limited intelligence.
他们也有有限的智慧。
And they're perfectly adapted to their environment.
而且他们完美的和所周围的这个环境所适应。
But men and angels were created differently.
但是天使和人他们的被造是完全不同的。
In the case of man, we read that God said, "Let us make man after our image."
我们读到当神造人的时候，神说，让我们按照我们的形象和样式造人。
He created man with a spirit that knew God and with a free will to choose to obey God or not.
所以神造了人的灵，让他可以认识神，同时呢，他又给了人自由意志，让他们可以选择是顺服神还是背逆神。
Animals always choose to obey their instincts, usually unless there's something wrong with them.
那动物呢，永远都是顺服他们神给他们的本能的，这个除非他们这个本能这个机制出了点问题。
And so giving man a free will, it opened up the possibility of man not choosing to follow the commandments of God.
那既然神给了人自由意志呢，就连带着就赐给人这样一种可能性，就是让他们可以背逆神的命令。
See, animals have an inbuilt command system within them.
对，比如动物呢，它是有一个神造在里面，内嵌在里面的这个服从神命令的这样的一个机制。
In other words, they're pre-programmed like a robot, in a sense, very complex robot.
或者说呢，某种意义上说，他们就是一个定好程序的机器人，当然是非常复杂的机器人。
But man was given a command, one command.An external command.
但是神给了人呢一个命令，而且是一个从外面来的命令。
God said, "There's one tree that is mine."
神说有一棵树是属于我的。
Everything else is yours, Adam.
他说其他的所有的树都是你的，亚当，都是亚当你的。
But there's one tree that is just for me.
但是只有一棵树是我的。
He says, "If you eat of that tree, our fellowship is going to be broken. You're going to die.
他说如果你他对亚当说如果你吃了这棵树的果子的话呢，那我们之间的这个爱的关系呢就结束了，你就会死的。
So the origin of evil was when man chose to disobey the will of God.
所以这个邪恶的起源呢，就是当人选择背逆神的命令的时候。
Did this take God by surprise?
这会让神很意外吗？
Did he say, "Well, I've made a mistake here"?
他是不是说，哎呀，我犯了个错误了？
God is God, and He foreknew what would happen.
神就是神，他是预知所有的事情。
And He already had a plan in place.
他已经预先就预备好了一个计划。
It's the most impossible plan that you can imagine.
这是你能够想到的最不可能的一个计划。
He would send his son from the bosom of his heart into the world and die for this creature that had rebelled against him.
那就是他把他怀里的独生子派到这个地上来，为悖逆他的这个被造物人类而死。
We read in Romans chapter 5 verse 12 that through one man,Sin entered the world and death by sin.
在罗马书的五章十二节说，这就如罪是从一人入了世界，死又是从罪来的。
That's how sin entered the world. That's why evil is in the world.
这就是罪的起源，这就是邪恶是怎么来到这个世界的。
Now Satan, he had rebelled before this time, sometime before that.But it was through Adam that sin entered into this world, and death and suffering have been the lot of human race, and that was the entrance of evil into the world itself.
那当然，撒旦的悖逆呢，是比这个更早一点的。但是呢，这个地上的罪和邪恶呢，是从这句经文告诉我们是从亚当来的，是从一人，就是亚当入了世界，死又是从死和一些苦，所有的苦难呢，都是从罪来的。
God allowed the possibility of sin, but He has overruled the result by his divine love and grace expressed in giving himself for us.
那神是预知到这个犯罪的可能性的，但是呢，他是在这个结果之上掌权的，他是通过他的神圣的爱和恩典来表达出来。
That's the marvelous plan, the origin of evil in man.
所以这是一个非常伟大的一个计划，就是罪恶的起源是从人来的，这个地上的罪恶起源。
It didn't originate with God.
这它不是从神起源的，不是从神来的。
But it would be the means by which God would be able to open up His heart and show who He is by His own nature.
但是呢，因着有了罪呢，神就反倒有利用他作为一个机会，把他自己的心是怎么样的，他的本性是怎么样的，向人展露无遗。
Let's go to verse 4 of chapter 1 of John.
我们再回到约翰福音的一章，我们看第四节。
In him was life, it says.
他说生命在他里头。
What a marvelous statement that is.
这是多么奇妙的一句宣告啊。
He didn't create life. It says, in him was life.
他这里不是说他创造了生命，而是说生命在他里面。
Now this answers one of the great questions of biology.
那这回答了生物学的一个很大的一个问题。
What is the origin of life?
就是生命的起源是什么？
Where does life come from?
生命是从哪里来的呢？
The first law of biology is life.Always comes from life.
那生物学第一定律呢，是说生命只能从有生命的生命体里来。
Despite all the attempts of science over the past 100 years, no one has been able to produce anything close to life.
那在过去的100年，生物界的各样的尝试当中啊，没有人成功的创造出任何哪怕跟生命相似的东西。
Synthesizing a few protein molecules is not creating life.
你把蛋白质和一些分子混合在一起，综合在一起，这样的一个综合体并不是生命。
Far, 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 far from producing life.
这离造出一个生命来还离得太远太远了。
Now, the physical life, it comes from the spiritual life.Of whom he is the very being of.
我们这个肉体的生命呢，是从这个属灵的生命来的。这属灵的生命呢，就是在神自己里面。
In him was life. That's the spiritual life.
他说，生命在他里头。这个生命是指属灵的生命。
Although he's the source of physical life.
那当然，尽管他是这个肉体的这个生命的源头。
This life is in Christ. It's an eternal spiritual life.
但是在这里说，在基督里头的这个生命呢，是永恒的属灵的生命。
Turn with me to 1 John chapter 5.
我们翻到约翰一书的五章。
And verse 11.
十一节。
Again, John is speaking here. And this is the testimony that God has given us eternal life, and this life is in His Son. He who has the Son has life. He who does not have the Son of God does not have life. These things I've written to you who believe in the name of the Son of God,That you may know that you have eternal life, and that you may continue to believe in the name of the Son of God.
所以我们从这个十一节读到十三节，这还是使徒约翰说的话。他说：“这见证就是神赐给我们永生，这永生也是在他儿子里面。 人有了神的儿子就有生命，没有神的儿子就没有生命。我将这些话写给你们，信奉神儿子之名的人，要叫你们知道自己有永生。
When you receive Christ, you receive that eternal life, that life which was with the Father before the time began.
当你接受耶稣基督的时候呢，你就领受了这样的永生。这个永生呢，是在时间之前就和父在一起的。
Is that not a marvelous thing?
这是不是非常奇妙的事情呢？
Further, if we go back to John chapter 1 again, and that same verse, verse 4.
我们再回到约翰福音的一章四节。
The second phrase there, or a sentence. It says, in him was life, and the life was the light of men.
那四节的后半段呢，是说这生命就是人的光。
What does that mean?
这是什么意思呢？
That's interesting, isn't it?
这句话很有趣，是吧？
I've wondered about that for years, you know, about life and light. Why are they so closely linked here in this verse?
就这句话我想了好多年，就是为什么这生命和光这两个概念如此紧密的连接在一起呢？
In the natural realm, without the light, there's no life.
那在这个自然界的领域里面，如果没有光呢，就没有生命。
That's true everywhere. If you put your flowers in a dark room with no sunlight, it's going to die after a while, right?
这个道理在哪里都是成立的。比如说，你要把你的花放到一个黑暗的屋子里呢，很快它就死了。
And but some people, I was reading recently that divers are in a bathysphere, that's a vehicle that goes down deep to the deepest part of the ocean where no light can penetrate.
那我最近读的一篇文章呢，就是有人呢就是到深海去探测，就是用那样一个机器呢到这个海的极深处黑暗的这个没有光的地方。
And yet, there are fish living right there with no light.How do they survive if there's no light?
那个地方呢，还是有这个鱼在生活的。那如果没有光的话，那些鱼是怎么生活的呢？
Well, they feed on what falls down from the place where there is light.
哦，当然，他们是从那个有光的那个上层水面的那种食物沉下来，他们吃的。
They get light in a secondary way.
所以他呢，等于是接触了二手光。
So without life, there is no light.
所以没有光就没有生命。
That's why men and women are in spiritual darkness.
这就是为什么我们男人、女人们都是生活在黑暗里的。
If they're cut off from the life of God, they're in spiritual darkness.
因为如果他们和呢生命的主啊，就是和神之间切断的话呢，他就是活在黑暗里的。
It's the spirit who illuminates.
是这个灵啊，就是照亮人的光。
It's the spirit that reveals who God is and illuminates the mind, the mind of man.
照亮的意思就是这个灵啊，圣灵把神是什么启示给人，显明给人看的，就是像把人的头脑里的这个黑漆漆的头脑给照亮了一样。
Psalm 36, please.
我们看诗篇的36。
Psalm 36 and verse 9.
第九节。
And here we see these two concepts, joined together by the psalmist.
我们在这里看到，这诗人把这两个概念啊，就是生命和光呢，就连接在一起了。
He says, "For with you is the fountain of life; in your light we see light."
他说，因为在你那里有生命的源头，在你的光中我们必得见光。
This explains the origin of human consciousness.
这也解释了我们这个人的良心的这个起源。
Again, that human consciousness is a mystery two psychologists and psychiatrists, like psychologists, the people that study the human mind, the human brain, they, what is human consciousness?
对于心理学家，心理学家是研究人的这个思想的，这个他们对于这个良知啊，对他们来说是一个奥秘。
It's not understood, and where it came from.
他们不明白这个良知是从哪里来的。
No one knows.
没有人知道。
But we know.
但是我们知道。
Because human consciousness, it came from God. It's a spiritual gift. Everyone has a spirit.
这个良知是从神来的，这是一个属灵的礼物，因为你和我每一个人都有灵。
Even those that don't know God,
甚至那些不认识神的人，他们也有。
They have, we are conscious of the world around us.
我们能够感知到我们周围的世界。
But our God consciousness, our connection with God,has been broken by sin.
但是我们跟神之间的关系，我们对神的这个感知呢，是因为罪就切断了，就分开了。
But when God's word comes in, it's like a light.
但是当神的话进来以后呢，就像光一样，光进来了一样。
And it produces faith.
这个光呢，就能够产生信心。
The light of the Word of God comes in like it's like a candle.
那神的话就是神的光照进来，就像这个蜡烛点亮了一样。
Now, even though mankind is cut off from the life of God, the true light that shines, we still have within us like a little candle. It's called the conscience.
那虽然人因为罪啊，就和那个真正的那个光的源头，就是神呢、啊，分离开了。但是在我们的心里，还有一点点那个点着的那个烛光，就是我们的良知。
And so we know that we've done right or wrong.
所以我们因此呢，能知道自己做错了什么，做对了什么。
But it isn't a very good guide.
但是这个良知、啊、它不是一个很好的向导。
Or I should say, it's not a perfect guide. It's good to have a conscience.
我换句话说，它是一个好的向导，但是它不是完美的向导。当然有良知总是好的。
And often it's our consciences that lead us to begin to search out for the light.
所以往往呢，是我们里面的良知呢，带领我们要去寻找那个完美的光。
Now some run from the light. They love darkness because their deeds are evil, the Bible says.
但圣经说呢，有人呢是要逃离这个光的，因为他们的行为是恶的，所以他们要远离这个光。
But others are drawn slowly to the light.
但是有些人呢却慢慢的被这个光吸引，离得越来越近。
And as the psalmist says, in your light, we see light.
然后在刚才读的这个诗篇是36篇里面。
Verse 9.
他说，在你的光中，我们必得见光。
And later on, we'll read that when Christ came into the world as the light of the world, He enlightened everyone coming into the world.
那后面呢，我们会读到，当耶稣基督他作为这世界的光来到世界以后呢，他就照亮了他周围所有的人。
A spiritual light.Came into the world when Christ, who is the world, came into the world.
所以耶稣他作为生命的光，他这个属灵的光，他来到世界以后呢，这个属灵的光就照亮这个世界了。
And so, if someone, anyone, wants to know the truth, they can take the light that they have given to them and follow that.That's their consciousness, their God consciousness.
如果任何一个人啊，他要想知道真理的话呢，他就会跟着良知的这个光啊往前去寻求。这个良知呢，就是神放在他里面的。
In the coming day, God is going to judge the secrets of every person's heart.
那将来有一天呢，神会审判人心里的每一个思想。
We might say, well,These people, they never heard the gospel. How could they be saved?
那你可能会说，啊，有些人从来没有听过福音，那他们是怎么得救呢？
But they'll never be able to say to God, "You never gave me any light."
但是这样的人，他们也永远不能跟神说，你从来没给我任何一点光。
God has given us that light of the conscience. He's given us the record of the Son of God coming into the world has gone throughout all the world in the last 2,000 years.
那首先呢，神给了我们这个良知的光，其次呢，他给了我们圣子来到这个世界的这件事情的记录，因为在过去的2000年里，这个关于这个圣子来的地上这件事情也是传遍了全世界。
He sends his light by dreams, by visions, by any means at all.
神甚至会用梦，会用异象等等一切的各种的手段来传递这个光。
So it says, in him was life, and that light was the light of man.
所以第四节说，生命在他里头，这生命就是人的光。
That God consciousness.
就是人的良知。
Now verse 5.
我们再看第五节。
It says, and the light shines in the darkness, and the darkness did not comprehend it.
他说光照在黑暗里，黑暗却不接受光。
The word there means the light shines constantly.
那这里的意思呢，是光是持续的一直照，一直的发出来的。
Now darkness is the absence of light.
什么是黑暗呢？黑暗就是没有光。
But the light shines in the darkness.
但是这里说呢，光一直在黑暗里照耀。
Now sin, we mentioned earlier that sin has caused this spiritual separation between God and man.
我们前面讲了，是罪呢导致人和神在属灵上的分离。
In a sense then, you might say that a sin has separated us from the source of the light.
或者换句话说呢，这个罪呢把我们从这个光的源头那里给分开了。
This whole world lies in darkness.
那整个世界呢都是浮在黑暗中的。
And it says here that the darkness could not comprehend it.
他这里说黑暗却不接受光。
The word is sometimes used to grasp something, to get hold of.
这里接受这个词啊，有时候也可以用来指就是要抓住，要紧紧抓住什么东西。
It's like the mind trying to grasp a concept.
或者是说，比如说你的头脑努力的想要明白一个概念，想要理解一个概念的意思。
You're going to school and your mathematics teacher presents a concept and your mind can't quite grasp that.The idea.
比如说你去上学，你的数学老师给你讲了一个新的概念的话，你的脑子就不能明白，就是等于是你抓不住这个概念的意思。
The darkness cannot grasp it.
所以这里就说这个光啊，这黑暗呢，抓不住这个光。
And Satan, who is the god of this world, he's blind.
那这个世界的王啊，就是撒旦呢，他其实是眼瞎的。
He was blinded by his own beauty and his own power.
他是因为自己的美丽，自己的能力而搞瞎了他自己。
And he knows that there is this blindness that he has rather is such that he cannot give up.Trying to overthrow God and become like God, the brightest of all.
Sorry.
Yeah, I'm reaching out there, aren't I? It says in the scripture that if the princes of this world knew, they wouldn't have crucified the Lord of glory.
圣经里面说，他说如果今世之子他们如果知道神的这个计划，他们就不会把耶稣钉死在十字架上了。
It's like the blind leading the blind, the Lord said in one place.
所以主曾经说过，在某一处说过，他说是瞎子领瞎子一起掉到沟里，就是撒旦呢，他眼瞎到一个程度，他没有明白，他也抓不住神这个想要拯救人的这个计划的。
The Pharisees, speaking of the Pharisees, is that the Pharisees were blind and they were trying to lead the people and they were blind. They both fall into a ditch, he says.
那主说这句话的时候呢，他就指着法利赛人说的。法利赛人他自己瞎的，然后他带了一群人跟他一起走，那这群人也是瞎的，最后呢，他们就一起掉到沟里了。
In men's attempts at using science or philosophy or religion, those are just vain attempts to find the truth.
那人呢，尝试用科学、用哲学、用宗教的方式呢，想去找到真理，这些都是徒劳无功的。
Second Corinthians,
哥林多后书
and chapter 4,
四章
verses 3 and 4,
三节和四节
But if our gospel is veiled or hidden, it's veiled to those who are perishing, whose minds the God of this age has blinded, who do not believe, lest the light of the gospel of the glory of Christ, who is the image of God, should shine on them.
如果我们的福音蒙蔽啊，就是蒙蔽在灭亡的人身上，此等不信之人被这世界的神弄瞎了心眼，不叫基督荣耀福音的光照着他们。基督本是神的像。
Satan has blinded the minds of people.
所以撒旦呢 是把人的思想给蒙蔽了。
Just as he is blind.
就像他被蒙蔽了一样，大家都瞎了。
But if people would open up their hearts, the light of the gospel of the glory of God would shine into their hearts.
但是凡是敞开心的人呢，这个神荣耀福音的光呢，就会照到他的心里。
Now most, if not all tonight of you here, you have had that experience.
那今天在座的即使不是每一位的话，也是绝大部分，你们应该都有过这样的经历。
Opened up your heart, and that the
light, 就是敞开过你的心这样的经历。
The light of that glory has shone into your heart. Resident in you now is the light of the world.
然后这荣耀的光呢，就照进你的心里了。然后现在就是住在你的里面的，就是这个就是神的话。
One more verse, John chapter 8, verse 12.
我们再看一节经文啊，就是约翰福音的八章。
The light shines in the darkness, but here we read about the one who is shining from.
那我们前面读到就是这个光啊照的黑暗里，然后这里看到是谁照的黑暗里。
Then Jesus spoke to them again, saying, "I am the light of the world. He who follows me shall not walk in darkness, but shall have the light." Of life.
耶稣又对众人说，我是世界的光，跟从我的就不在黑暗里走，必要得着生命的光。
In the first chapter, we read that the life, the life was the light of men. And here he says in verse 12, that they shall have the light of life. It's reversed.
所以我们刚才在约翰福音的一章四节里读到，这生命就是人的光。那这里面读到就是说，主耶稣说，跟着我的就必要得着生命的光。你看他就把它换过来了。
Well, that's our prologue. He introduces this remarkable, remarkable person.
所以这就是我们讲的这个约翰福音的序言的部分的这个前五节啊，就是讲到他是一个他讲到他奇妙的位格。
The eternal Son of God, who is the Word of God.
这永生的神的儿子啊，他就是神之道。
We see his pre-incarnate work as the Creator and as the Light and Life.
我们看到他在道成肉身之前所做的工作呢，就是他是一个创造主，同时呢，他也是生命，他也是光。
Next week we're going to look, Lord willing, at the rest of this. Prologue from verse 16 to 18, verse 6 to 18.
我们下周呢，如果属许可呢，我们会讲完这个序言的部分，就是一章的六节到十八节。
We're going to look at the witness, the forerunner, John the Baptist.
我们会看一下，就是这个叫什么先锋啊，就是这个施洗约翰他的见证。
The result of that, rejected by some and received by others.
那这个结果呢，是他的见证，有的人接受了，有的人拒绝了。
And then finish it off there, verse 18, his complete deity, God manifest in the flesh.
然后最后呢，十八节，结尾的十八节呢，就是完全的讲明了他的这个神性。
Let's just bow with a word of prayer.
好，我们一低头来祷告。
Father, we do thank and praise you for him, our Lord Jesus.
主啊，我们为我们的主耶天父，我们为我们的主耶稣基督感谢你，也赞美你。
Lord, we were lost in darkness, but that light came in.
主啊，本来我们是迷失在黑暗当中的，但是这光来了。
The light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ.
那就是神的对神的认识呢，就闪耀在主耶稣基督的面庞上。
Lord, we pray that we might glorify Him the way He ought to be glorified.
主啊，盼望我们按照本应有的方式来荣耀他。
We thank you for him once again, and we bless you in the worthy name of our Lord Jesus.
我们再次的为他感谢您，我们也颂赞您，奉主耶稣基督的名。
Amen.
Amen.